Pleasure speaking with Governor Doug Brougham, who is here in Webster City today. Brougham, who is here in Webster City today touring the Hamilton County Fair. Governor, welcome to Webster City.
It's great to be here, and I have to say you have an amazing radio voice.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate that. So tell us, what do you think of the Hamilton County Fair?
Well, first of all, it's just a gem. I mean, Catherine and I always talk about the best of America, and I think we're seeing it right here. When we talk about all the 4-H exhibits, FAA, the historic half-mile track we just saw, I mean, this is just, it's just crazy perfect. Catherine's brother-in-law, she grew up with her brother-in-law and her nephew driving sprint cars. And this whole thing feels like home to us, and it's just wonderful to be here. Everybody's so nice, and it's just fantastic.
Governor, you're here in Iowa as you're one of the candidates running for the presidential nomination coming up in 2024. What have you heard from the people of Iowa so far in your visit?
I kind of forgot we were running. I thought we just came down for the Hamilton County Fair, but it's a we're having that much fun here. But what we're hearing, I think that when we're out talking to people, we talk about the economy, energy policy, and national security, and those things ring home, particularly in the rural, like rural North Dakota, rural Iowa. I mean, everybody knows that if you're creating food and fuel like Iowa does to feed and fuel the world, you're competing in global markets. And so what we do and the policies we have in the United States, they affect the price of everything we buy. And I think right now everybody's in this country is paying too much for fuel. They're paying too much for their food. And we need a 180 degree different direction than what we're going right now with the current administration.
Governor, if elected, what are your goals and objectives if come election day?
Well, on the economy, it's innovation, not regulation. Just get rid of all this red tape, shrink the federal government, follow the Constitution, 10th Amendment, return the power to the states where it belongs, or comma, in the 10th Amendment, return it to the states or to the people. And then on energy, it's pretty simple. We're going to sell energy to our friends and allies, stop buying it from our adversaries. I mean, our policies are completely backward right now. Putin doesn't invade Ukraine if he doesn't have all of Western Europe dependent on his energy. And then we sanction Russian oil. It drops 20-30% in the world price. So now they're selling it to China, and they're not selling it in U.S. dollars anymore. It's being sold in Chinese yuan. So it's eroding the dollar, allowing China's manufacturers to have low-cost energy. And every farmer in Iowa would like to be buying diesel at 20-30% off tomorrow, but we're not. We're paying full price. So we've got to just sell energy to our friends and allies, stop buying it from our adversaries. And then on national defense, which includes national security, includes food security, includes energy security, and includes border security, that's got to be a priority. The federal government spends all its time on stuff that's not actually its job, and what it is its job is national security, and then they're not doing that.
And you heard a lot, I'm sure, down in Des Moines yesterday for the GOP get-together.
Yeah, we had a blast down there. It was great to be included, and we had met so many people. A couple of my cowboy buddies from North Dakota came down. We were giving roping lessons, like steer roping lessons, in our hospitality suite last night. So we had a lot of people that came in and had a chance to throw a loop, and we had some winners last night.
And, of course, the weather is much better compared to what happens in your home state about 5-6 months ago.
Well, we always say it doesn't matter summer or winter. We come down to Iowa to warm up. So this is perfect for us. We love it down here, and today is a beautiful day.
And you'll make some more visits, I'm sure.
Absolutely, you expect to see a lot of us. We're going to be crisscrossing the state between now and next January.
Governor Doug Brougham, thank you for coming to Webster City. And again, from all of us here at the Hamilton County Fair, we're glad you enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. We're honored to be here and grateful to be with you.